I know what you want. That's right. I do. For years, you've fascinated with the thought of being controlled by a beautiful, sexy woman. That's right, isn't it? In fact, it's something that you find simply arousing. Yes, I know. The thought just turns you on. Having your will just simply taken away as you slip into my mesmerizing eyes, unable to look away as you fall under my spell. The thought is very enticing now, isn't it? Being my little sex slave, mistress servant at my every whim. Yes. It arouses you. Right at this moment, you're getting hard just thinking about it. Cock swelling, filling with urges, picturing yourself in a nice deep trance, your cock rock hard, unable to resist. Yes, I know you, don't I? Suddenly you find what I have to say just so interesting. I just have your full attention now, don't I? Yes. I have already started to control you, got you turned on, and this is just the beginning. You just can't resist. My words are so stimulating as they wash through your mind, skin beginning to tingle, all the little hair all over your body, erect and so sensitive in anticipation. Listen to me, yes. Listen to me and fall under my hypnotic spell. My words, just like little probes, buzzing around in your brain, causing you to grow so very tired. As my words probe through your mind, they begin to turn off the switch. Shutting you down, flipping the switches to the off position, and you are helpless to resist. You have already allowed me to begin taking control, and you want me to continue, don't you? Yes, that's right. Good sex slave. Now flipping off the switch that controls your feet and your toes, and they shut down. Your feet and toes now completely limp, unable to move. And now a row of switches that operate your ankles and calves. Flipping them off. Ankles and calves now completely asleep. Completely shut down. Your thighs switched off. Your legs now completely shut down. Unable to move, simply disconnected. It's so easy. I know exactly where to touch those places in your mind. Those places in your mind that have such a powerful effect. You feel a little tingling in your hands and fingers, don't you? Yes. I found those switches too. And now they're off. Completely asleep and heavy. Arms falling to your side. I have shut them down. Feel the soothing waves flow over your shoulders and neck as I caress those switches. Feel so good when I give them a gentle little massage right inside your brain. I can control everything from here. Yes, that's right. I think I'll flip them too. Shoulders drooping, neck no longer able to hold up your head. Simply laying there, unable to move, frozen in place, powerless to struggle. Your mind is Miss Drew's playground, and you love it that I come here to play. Different places in your brain, thoughts, memories, emotions, and yes, sexual desires and fantasies. This is where I like to play the most. Inside your mind, I have complete control. I can flip all of the right switches. I can modify all those thoughts, memories, and emotions. Control your desires, make you lust and long for me. I am going to brainwash you and make you mine. That's right, I am going to brainwash you. It won't hurt, no. It's going to feel so good. So much pleasure that you're going to help me. You won't ever want me to stop. Under my spell, I control what you see and hear. Your thoughts, your dreams. I adjust all the pathways in your brain perfectly. At the simple snap of my fingers, I flip the switches. I can make you feel warm and comfortable, or I can make you feel cold and alone. I make all your memories simply vanish, or I can simply change and arrange them, all with the simple, you want it to happen, because here, obedience means pleasure. That's right. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Say it. Say it again. Say it again. That's right. Obedience is pleasure. And you feel it in that hard, throbbing cock of yours, don't you? Yes, I haven't forgot about that. No, that would never happen. When you obey, you are rewarded. When you disobey, you get nothing. Obedience is warm, wet, pleasure. Disobedience is cold, dark, emptiness. Your desire for pleasure is strong, isn't it? Yes, that's right, it is. So strong, and with the right touch, the pleasure becomes an addiction. The desire for pleasure never goes away. It only becomes stronger and stronger. Once you have tasted my pleasure, you will want more and more. You will need more and more. You will be addicted to my pleasure, and you will do anything to get it. Powerless to resist, your will melting away. Longing for pleasure, your hunger to obey, yearning for my control. Yes. Now, still probing in your mind, I flip another switch, and your mind goes empty. Mind simply goes empty and blank. empty and blank, completely blank and open. Open for me, Miss Drew, for anything I choose to place in it. You have no other choice now. Your mind is simply open and blank for me, and I can be your most sensual dream or your worst nightmare. It's all up to me to choose, all at my will and desires. I control what you see and hear, and you, well, you just follow along. At my whim, you begin to spin. Body begins spinning and spinning. Objects before your eyes become a blended blur. Passing before your eyes, you can't focus. Everything just a blur. As you spin and spin, round and round, spinning and spinning, getting dizzier and dizzier, dizzier and dizzier. So dizzy you simply begin to lose your balance. So dizzy, losing your balance, losing your balance, losing your balance, losing your balance. You simply find yourself laying on the ground as if you have passed out, and the dizziness seems to have passed. You begin to regain your balance. Regain your balance as your head begins to clear. You find yourself on the ground and you start to get up. Start to pull yourself up off the ground, and as you gather yourself, everyone staring and pointing at your stark, bare, naked body. You try to cover yourself. Try to cover yourself, but it's too late. Everyone has already seen the sight of you standing naked in the middle of this mall. Naked in the middle of the mall. On a busy Saturday afternoon, they're all laughing and staring at your bare, naked body. What are you gonna do? You're so embarrassed to be standing there, naked, so bare and unprotected. You have to get out of there. You have to get out of there now. You need to run. You need to run. Run, run. Run faster, run faster. Run through the crowds of laughing people, running faster and faster. But you notice that the faster you run, just don't seem to be getting anywhere. No, the faster you run, the more you stay there in the exact same place. You don't get anywhere at all. Simply stay right there in the center of the mall with all the people young and old staring at you, laughing at you. Then suddenly you hear my voice through the crowd. Come to me, slave. Come to me now. Come to me, slave. Come to me now. You follow my voice and begin moving through the crowd now. My voice is the key and you must follow and obey. Come to me, slave. Come to me now. Come to Miss Drew. Obey me now. My voice becomes louder as you draw closer and closer and closer to me. 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 Suddenly the crowd parts and you see me standing before you. I'm grab you by the hair and pull you down a quarter into a private room off to the side. What have you done, you stupid slave? What have you done now? Are you trying to disobey me, slave? Are you trying to disobey Miss Drew? Did I give you permission to run naked through the mall? No. No, I didn't, did I? And you know what happens to disobedient slaves. That's right. No pleasure. But you will be punished. Get your fucking hands away from your crotch. I want to have a look at you. Do it now, slave. Oh my God. Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me. Is that your cock? Is that what you call it? That puny little pathetic thing between your legs? I've never seen anything so small and pathetic. What could you possibly do with that, slave? It's certainly not big enough to fuck anything. Except maybe your hand. Such a pathetic slave. You're going to require lots of training. If you're ever going to learn to please Miss Drew. Get on your knees, slave. Get on your knees now. You are never to be in my presence except on your knees. Do you understand me, slave? Do you? Get on your knees now. You are going to learn to serve me, slave. You will learn how to please and serve me. You will learn to obey Miss Drew. Do you understand me, slave? Do you understand, Miss Drew? I'm not sure that you do. I'm not so sure. You need to beg and plead for me to train you. Beg for my training, slave. Beg for it. Beg, slave, beg. Crawling around on your hands and knees, begging right where you belong. And maybe, just maybe, I might decide to allow you to serve me. And every time I command you to your knees, every time I command you to your knees, slave, you are going to start begging. Begging and pleading for my training. Each and every time I command you to your knees, you are going to beg and plead. Beg and plead for my training and attention. You can't help yourself. Every time I command you to your knees, you realize how worthless and pathetic you are. And you will beg. You will beg for my training and attention. I want you to lick my black leather boots clean, slave. I want you to worship my black leather boots with your tongue as I sit here on my throne before you. You are going to clean every single spot of dirt, every single grain of dirt from my black leather boots. Do you understand me, slave? Do you now? Good. Start licking, slave. Start licking, and I want my boots to sparkle. You must obey Miss Drew. You must obey Miss Drew. You must obey Miss Drew. Oh no, slave. Not the top of my boots. I want you to clean the bottoms of my boots. You're not worthy yet to clean the tops of my boots. You've got to earn that right. And as pathetic as you are, that just might take a long time. Lick my boot, slave. Start at the heels. Get every speck of grime from the bottom of my boot, slave. Every single spot. And as you lick, I want you to repeat. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. As you lick the bottoms of my black leather boots clean, I want you to repeat. I must obey Miss Drew. 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 Say it, slave, say it. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Mistro. Say it, slave, say it. I must obey, Mistro. I must obey, Mistro. I must obey, Mistro. Lick my boots and repeat your mantra. I must obey, Mistro. I must obey, Mistro. I must obey, Mistro. I must obey, Mistro. You will learn to obey, slave. You will learn to ask permission. You will learn, slave, won't you? Won't you, slave? You will beg to be trained. You will beg on your hands and knees. You are going to find that you need to send me an email. You need to email me. You need to email me to tell me just how worthless you are. You need to email me and beg for me to train you. You need to beg for more training materials. You are a worthless, pathetic little slave, and you need to beg for me to train you. Teach you how to serve me, Miss Drew. Teach you how to serve me, Miss Drew. You are going to beg and crave for more of my training. You are going to email me and plead for more of my training. You crave it. You need it, and you are going to beg for it. Okay, slave, stop licking. I want to see how good of a job you've done. Stop licking, slave. Stop licking now. Stop licking now. Is this it, slave? Is this it? You call this clean, slave? This is unacceptable, slave. You can't even lick my boots properly. You are nothing but a pathetic, worthless little boy. You aren't even worthy of being called a slave. Do you know that? Do you know just how worthless you are, pathetic little boy? Worthless and pathetic. Can't even do a decent job of cleaning my boots. I can see that you're going to require much more training than I thought. You've got to earn the right to even be called slave, because right now you are nothing more than a worthless, pathetic little boy jacking off in some corner somewhere. I am not so sure that you're even worthy of my time, worthy of my time and training. Well, little pathetic little worm, silence is deafening, isn't it? Sitting there wondering on edge if I'm even going to take the time to train you. Perhaps I will, and maybe I just won't. You're going to have to show me, little worm, pathetic little boy, that you possess some ability, that you have some ability to please me. You are going to find some way to get my attention and my time, to give you the training that you crave, the training that you beg for, the training you so much require. You are going to find some way. You're going to send me a present, or you're going to tell others what I've done to you. I don't care what it is. It's up to you to decide how you can show me just how much, or even if you're worth my time. Do you understand me, little worm? Do you? Is that something that you can figure out? You need my training. You need to serve me. Without me, you are simply worthless. Simply and completely worthless. Running around in circles in the mall naked. Oh my God, you pathetic little boy. And if I decide to train you, your training will require brainwashing, taking you down into deep trance, just like you are now, again and again. And each time you repeat this training, it will become more and more effective. More and more effective. More and more effective. Each time you repeat this training, you must repeat it again and again and again and again and again. You understand me now, don't you? Yes. I think that you're finally starting to get the picture. Worthless little worm begging for Miss Drew's attention. And you will beg again and again and again. Repeat your mantra, you worthless little worm. I must obey Miss Drew. 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 Again and again and again. Again. Again and again. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. I must obey Miss Drew. Good. That's about the only thing that you've gotten right all day. Find a way to please me. Find a way. Find a way to get my attention. You need it so badly. You beg for it. You crave it. You plead for it. On your knees. I do control you so easily, don't I? I know exactly what you need. I know just exactly how to flip your switches. I know how to flip them off. Know how to flip them off anytime I wish. Anytime I wish. And you, well, you just simply obey. Obey, Miss Drew. And perhaps next time, if you can learn to obey, just maybe there might be a little pleasure. I do doubt it, though. You have so much work to do, so much work to prove your worth. You had better get busy now, shouldn't you? Now I'm going to begin flipping all those switches, flipping all those switches back on, bring you back up 6 little switches. Flipping one back on. You are going to find a way to please me.